Will Italy's bombastic billionaire return to power?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with the Global Perspective on Business and Economics. The European Union predicted this morning that its economy will be in recession longer than first thought, but that it will return to growth by the end of this year. Of course, the fragile European economy could easily change directions if Europe's volatile politics get in the way. Which brings us to Italy, where an election this weekend could return a familiar figure to power. From the Marketplace European desk, Stephen Beard reports.
He may have been ousted from office, prosecuted for fraud, corruption, and having sex with an underage prostitute, but he's back.
Cari amiche, cari amici. In pochi giorni abbiamo compiuto...
Silvio Berlusconi is seeking re-election, and perhaps even more surprising, he could win high office again.
It's still unlikely, but it's not impossible anymore.
Analyst Vincenzo Scarpetta says Berlusconi has staged a remarkable political comeback.
He has been able to gain ground in the opinion polls.
Thanks largely to his popular anti-austerity campaign.
Now he's saying, I will reduce taxes, I will stop austerity, because that's what Italian voters want to hear.
There is acute austerity fatigue. Franco Pavoncello of John Cabot University in Rome says Italians want growth, for good reason.
The GDP has been going down, it's negative, unemployment is growing constantly, shops are closing left and right. Well, you know, I mean, the country is on its knees.
But if Berlusconi won the election, Italy's plight might worsen, claims James Walston of the American University in Rome. His victory could well say to Italy's investors and creditors that the country isn't serious about reform.
It would put the frighteners on the markets and all the European institutions, and would cause major problems for Italy and the European Union.
If Italy abandons austerity and reform, markets may drive up its borrowing costs again. The Eurozone debt crisis, now dormant, could be rudely reawakened.
So, in that sense, these elections are crucial, not just for Italy.
Victory for a coalition of pro-reform parties seems more likely than a Berlusconi win, but markets won't relax until the results are in. At the European desk in London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.